From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's get to it, man. Staycation setup time where we catch cheaters live on your radio with your morning mess. Listen, we got Raquel on the line. Now, Raquel, you want to find out if your girl Evelyn is actually trying to hook up with your ex after she showed up at your place, Raquel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is kind of messy, but Evelyn actually cheated on her ex with me. So I'm not innocent in this because she told me she had a girlfriend at the time we hooked up, but she told me they were pretty much broken up. But she lied about that too, and it was like a whole thing, but, you know, like ultimately Evelyn told me that she wanted to be with me, and she chose me over her ex.
Hey.
And listen, I'm not proud of how it all went down, but I really liked Evelyn, so I'm not mad at the fact that she left her ex for me, but now I'm just like, I don't know. I'm thinking she's like a pathological liar.
Yeah, she lies on her back. That's what she's pathologically doing.
Mm-hmm.
How you find them is how you lose them, baby girl. You know that's how it works.
Well, yeah.
So you think she's cheating on you with the ex she left for you?
Right, because Jamie, her ex, showed up at Evelyn's place like looking for her when she wasn't there. So I'm like, what the hell is that about? Like, I stayed over the night before, so the next morning, you know, I just hung out at her place while she went to work. So she didn't even know I was there. So I heard a knock at the door, and it was Jamie. I answered it, and she seemed really surprised to see me. Like, really surprised.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, she didn't know. So I asked her why the hell she thought it was okay to show up there if they were broken up. And all she said is she didn't know I'd be there, and I don't know everything about Evelyn. So, I mean, a whole bunch of stuff is going in my head. I don't know what. So, like, she left, and when Evelyn came home, I told her, you know, about Jamie coming unannounced, and she tried to play dumb. So, I'm thinking there's definitely something going on.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Evelyn playing both of y'all.
Yeah.
She playing both of y'all.
It seems like it. I hope not, but my spidey senses are, like, tingling, like, over this. Like,
oh, man.
Yeah, this Evelyn, she's messy.
Yeah, I hope not, but...
Are you going to fight for her? Like, say this girl still wants her.
I mean, honestly, like, I'm complicit in all of this, too, in a way. So.
Oh, absolutely. You were the side chick, and you stole her away from her ex.
Yeah. I mean, in anything, it's like I deserve it, but I don't know. I'd rather know.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, are you, would you consider, like, what do you call it? I wouldn't say menage. A throuple.
A menage?
Like a throuple, like you three kind of dates, since you guys obviously have the same type?
Well, me and Jamie, we do not get along.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if that would work.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, let's find out together. We're going to call up your girl, offer a free romantic hotel stay, and let's see if she picks your name, Raquel, or this other girl, Jamie. And I guess you'll make a decision at that point.
All right.
Hello, may I speak to Evelyn?
This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news for you, girl. You're the winner of our free...
Whatever you're selling, I'm not interested. Thank you.
Well, before you hang up, I do want to let you know that you are the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two, so I wouldn't want you to miss out on this kind of offer.
Nothing is ever free. There's always a catch to some of these things. I don't need a, what you call it, like the, where you have to stay 3 days and look at something and buy a condo. I'm not into that. Never mind.
No, I completely understand the hesitation, but I will say the only thing we do ask from you is a Google or Yelp review of your stay, and that's all.
So you're saying this is absolutely completely free. You're not going to make me try to buy a condo or a beach house.
Oh, no, nothing like that. We're a hotel, and we are new to the Scottsdale area, so we're just really trying to get our name out there to get more guests through our door. That's pretty much it.
Okay, well, talk to me.
Awesome. Okay, well, congratulations, Evelyn. So we can go ahead and move forward. Now, something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel, it is different. We actually address a sweet or saucy note to the guests you want to bring. So I can give you a second to think on it. And whenever you're ready, I can write it down for you.
How about a little saucy note?
Ooh, saucy. Okay, perfect choice. So what are we thinking here, Evelyn?
Something like, you just toss and turn me.
Oh, okay, girl. I see you. I love that. All right. Well, I have that written down for you, Evelyn. So one more question for you here is, who'd you like to bring on this free romantics day?
Jamie.
You lying bitch. Oh, my gosh. You
oh, my God.
Lying
Hello? Is this Rocky? Is this Raquel?
Yeah, what the is the matter with you?
Evelyn, really quick, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess, and your girl Raquel.
Hold up, wait.
What?
It's not like that.
It's not like that.
I'd like to know what it's like, because it seems like a love triangle.
No. It's not like that.
No. Okay, then tell me
Destiny's
what
Child,
it is.
Tell us what it is then.
Okay, you know that Jamie was my ex, and I mean, I'm not going to lie on this. We did have chemistry. We do have chemistry.
Okay.
But, you do. I'm trying to clear things up.
You're trying to clear things up by jumping back into her bed? That don't clear nothing up. That clears things up for me.
First off, let's not forget how we got together in the first place.
Oh, she said that.
That's what you like?
You stole
it. Not intrigued?
No, I'm just saying I'm not perfect. No one's perfect in this situation, including you.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's perfect.
Oh, man. It's like I'm watching tennis game. It's your serve.
You're not even going to take any kind of responsibility for what you did. I took responsibility for my part in y'all breakup. You know what I mean? Even
though it wasn't
on me.
Okay.
Now, here's a situation right now, Raquel. Do you want to give her an ultimatum, or is it over?
Who are you talking to, me?
Yeah, Raquel, because she can have an ultimatum.
She trying to push back on me.
Right.
Like, what the f***? Hold on.
Stop being so dramatic.
I'm being dramatic? Please, you can't even formulate a good sentence.
Wow, she said your tongue don't work no more.
Busted tongue.
Wow.
All right. Like, Evelyn, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, I just want to make sure I was like a hang up on you. Hold on. Miss Raquel, looks like you made your decision.
Oh, yeah. I knew it deep down.
Yeah.
I just needed the confirmation. Yeah. It was.
That saying goes, man, how you find it's how you lose them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a feeling like even the way they broke up, it just seemed like it wasn't over. And
right.
Yeah, so I got my answer.
And you got your liquor license still. So
still,
there's plenty
yeah,
of,
it's good.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
Wow. Okay, you said that.
Oh, I meant, you know, and not really like meaning it like anyway. You know what? Good luck.
I know what you meant.
Okay, good. Don't cancel me.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.